Although Ukraine still awaits some $110 billion in postponed European Union and United States aid, the EU's foreign policy chief urged Ukrainians not to worry. Speaking ahead of a foreign minister's meeting, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell made clear that Europe's attention to Ukraine will not be drifted away by the Israel-Hamas war.
The fact that we are engaged on looking for a solution in the Middle East doesn't mean that we are not continuing supporting Ukraine. The first one intervening will be the foreign affairs minister of Ukraine, and we will discuss with the ministers our continued support to Ukraine. Don't worry, don't worry. The Ukrainians have not to worry. European support continues as stronger as ever, and it will continue.
He spoke amid concerns that Ukraine's lack of ammunition will increase losses on the battlefields. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are believed to have been killed and injured on both sides since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. There are also concerns about a mounting death toll among civilians, with Russia accusing Ukraine of killing and injuring scores of people when shelling a suburban shopping area in the Russian-controlled city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military has denied they attacked the area, and Russia's claims could not be independently verified. However, 50 billion euros, over $54 billion in EU aid for Ukraine, has been postponed after Hungary vetoed the move. At the same time, about $60 billion in US aid for Kiev has yet to be transferred due to political wrangling there. It comes despite North Korea being accused by British intelligence sources of supplying weaponry to Russia in breach of international law. Iran is involved as well, with Kiev saying that Russian forces attacked with 8 Iranian Decide Shahed drones, which were all shot down. The attacks reportedly took place across southern and central areas of Ukraine at a time when the war will soon enter its third year. Following the overnight clashes, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk visited Kiev, where he pledged his nation's support to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.